hello, hello, Christmas, your magic. Oh, I've been waiting for ya. Family and friends, bright lights and laughter is all we need.
Title: Confessions of a Christmas Letter. People join a post office line.
Come on, Sam. I was just trying to finally make the Wall of Fame. But here, I'll read you a little bit so you understand. 'Tis indeed a spirit-stuffed Christmas. For the happiest clams, Rose Clan. We twinkle with holiday delights. And our luminous daughter, Lily, is on deck to joyfully allay any of your employment urgencies.
She's unemployed again?
Yeah.
Seti, please, will you just spare me the ending? I am painfully familiar with your masterpieces.
Oh. Sam steps away.
Another Rose Christmas letter disaster.
Honestly, I don't know why she puts herself through this every year.
Oh. Now, do you know why my cousin Sue has been selected for the Wall of Fame every single year?
Nepotism?
Prose. Seti, you need to put the P in the rose, and then you'll get
rose.
Yes, because trust me, no amount of dressing is going to salvage the word salad you just forced me to digest.
Okay, look, Sam, just grant me a Christmas miracle and give me my box of letters back.
Absolutely not. No, once the elves have received the letters, they must be delivered.
It's not even real mail. Just grab it, grab it, grab it.
But I will do this. Your submission for the Wall of Fame?
Sam grabs an envelope.
I'll return that, because I can't possibly endure it a second time. Merry Christmas. Next!
Sam, we need to see your special Christmas shipping boxes.
Oh, my Christmas boxes!
Yeah.
Yes, they just came in right over here. We've got to hurry, because everybody's been waiting. Sorry, everybody. We'll be with you soon.
Yes. Okay.
We've got a bunch of sizes.
Nice.
Right? Oh, we've got those on the wall, but I think these are far superior. What are you looking to send?
I have a lot of gifts to send. Great
it's
display.
It's a Christmas tree.
Seti sneaks into the back room of the Holly Hills post office and grabs a box of letters.
Got it.
She has long blonde hair. In a driveway, a man with curly dark gray hair decorates a tree. He drops a star tree topper.
Was anyone following us?
I hope not.
Two women run into the house with Seti.
No, go, go! Come on! I'll explain later, Patty!
Seti throws the star to the gray-haired man, Patty.
Oh, this can't be good.
Inside, Seti closes the blinds.
You did the right thing getting those letters back. It was even worse than last year's Grinch theme.
Did we just aid and abet her?
How can I possibly get in trouble for taking something back that was already mine, Anna?
I don't know, but if I were you, I'd burn the evidence before Sue Taylor gets wind of this.
Did you lock the door?
No.
Sue always barges in.
Seti locks the door.
Isn't it suspicious that she's made the Wall of Fame for 18 years straight?
Not really. While her travels are adventurous, her daughter is a genius, and her letters are beautifully written.
I think next year will be my year. Because Lily is going to Italy, she got accepted into this prestigious acting workshop, and Jack and Bradley are getting married, so I'm going to finally have some decent material.
Yeah. I love that for you.
I love it for me, too.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, we don't need to put every ornament we own on the tree. Okay, love you.
Okay.
Oh, flying over the hills in a dashing one-horse sleigh.
Through the snow we go, singing all the way.
Bells on bobcats ring, sleighing through the night.
In a one-horse flying sleigh.
1 year later.
What do you think?
I think this year we're going to get one Christmas thing right, and that's the words to that song.
Burning.
The Christmas cookies.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
You're late. And I need you to take off this vest, because the last thing I need is for Sue to find out that my son was sentenced to shovel snow by his neighborhood. I can't believe the two of you took a month-long honeymoon and didn't think about maintaining your yard.
It was a simple miscommunication with our lawn service.
Which is why I refused to pay the fine and agreed to community service.
Okay. Oh, no, Patty. You have to take the lawn ornaments out. Sue thinks they're tacky, and I don't want her to report us to the committee, especially because this year we're finally going to make the Wall of Fame.
Everyone stops what they're doing and stares at Seti. Seti frowns and looks around at her family. Patty shrugs awkwardly.
You know, I thought after last year's incident, you decided to call it quits.
Oh. Well, whatever you do, just remember to leave me out of it. Okay?
For another year?
Or forever. Or at least until you let me write my part for accuracy.
But I'm so excited to share about your wedding. It was so beautiful and one of the happiest days of my life. And it's the 20th anniversary of the Wall of Fame. Oh. Bradley, help me convince him.
Jack waves his hand across his neck.
Can I not?
Incoming.
You didn't lock the door?
Knock, knock.
Oh, Sue. Hank.
Oh, I see Lily didn't make it back yesterday as planned. Did she meet a paramour or just miss her flight again? Oh, Victoria wanted to get some tips for her trip to Italy. Is she still traveling with duffel bags? You know, those are a haven for bed bugs. I hope you don't end up with Christmas critters.
Too late for that.
Inner voice, dear.
It's a good thing I brought Christmas cookies. It looks and smells like a Christmas shop exploded in here.
Sue grimaces at Jack.
What are you wearing?
Reflector vest, because he's volunteering as a crossing guard.
Oh.
Well, this has been lovely. We have a lot to do.
Oh, you most certainly do. At least the outside is finally looking decent.
Sue walks toward the door.
Okay, see you tonight.
5 p.m. sharp, Christmas bingo.
Enjoy the cookies.
Poor Hank.
Seti sits at a desk.
You can do this. Let's go.
We are going to write a Christmas letter.
I got it.
First, we're going to have a cup of tea. We are typing words and things.
Patty, can I get a snack?
A very Merry Christmas to our friends and family. We rang in this year by turning our dream of early retirement into a reality.
This is the moment. Okay. All right. Here we go. Are you ready? We got this.
Happy holidays. 圣诞节快乐.
Subtitle, Merry Christmas.
What a year it's been. I traveled to both China and Germany before diving into the world of Pivot and online dating.
Why don't you have words on you?
It is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
In a one-horse open sleigh, but much better.
Seti stares at her laptop.
Why don't you let me take a crack at the letter this year? No, I can be your little ghostwriter.
I think we're going to need an expert to convince Holly Hills we belong on that wall. Mm. I just can't seem to get it right. I feel like I failed as the matriarch of this family.
That is ridiculous.
You know, the more I try, the worse it gets. What I need is him, the author of this book, Juan Sanchez.
That's even more ridiculous.
No, it's perfect. It's time to put the P in Rose. I need prose that can make standing at the edge of a toxic waste dump sound eloquent and enchanting. I mean, surely he could do something with our family.
I wouldn't count on it. Why him?
Well, his writing is exquisite. For once, my book club selection is better than Sue's.
Didn't realize book club was a competition.
Are you kidding me? Sue always has to come first. That has been her claim to fame ever since they moved in. Did you know that she even induced labor so her Victoria would be born before my Lily? All right,
well, we better induce our departure soonish if we're going to get to the party by 5 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
Patty walks out of Seti's office. During a party at Sue and Hank's house next door, Sue, who has curly red hair, sits at a table. Hank, who has short gray hair, holds up a bingo ball.
Partridge.
Oh, hey, what's happening with Lily? Did you ever find out why she missed her flight?
No, but I hope she's fallen in love and convinced him to spend Christmas with us.
Aw, if anyone can do that in 1 month's time, it's Lily.
True, her life is like a collection of romance novels.
More like short stories, but without the happy ending.
Hank holds up a ball.
Mrs. Claus.
Speaking of books, I absolutely love Don McCain. Great pick.
Thank you. Wait, You already finished it?
Yes.
Of course she did. She's retired, and it gives her an excuse to not talk to her husband.
Adam and I have many stimulating conversations.
And don't forget, Seti, it's your turn to host the meeting this month.
Right.
Sugar Plum.
Oh, Bingo! Bingo!
Sue and Seti jump up.
You know my rules, Seti. The first to call it wins.
Seti returns to her seat with Anna and a friend.
Sue always wins.
Patty sits down.
I had it.
In bed, Seti reads Juan Sanchez's book.
You know what I like best about this author, Patty? Patty.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way he makes flawed people shine with the stroke of a pen. Patty.
Oh, yeah, shining pen strokes.
I am telling you, Juan Sanchez is the key to bringing us out of Sue's shadow. We could even be an inspiration to him.
Patty stares at Seti.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well.
Here's the thing. I think he would really get us.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Okay.
In Puerto Rico, waves crash onto a beach. A bird's eye view shows boats in a harbor. In a Spanish-style house, a man with curly brown hair throws a crumpled-up paper on the floor. He writes on a notepad. He then stops and furrows his brow.
Abuelo!
Subtitle, Grandpa, turn the volume down. Brown-haired man, subtitle, Uncle Carlos, please. The brown-haired man grabs a pair of headphones from a drawer and puts them on. He grabs a pencil, closes his eyes, and drops his hand on the notepad. Downstairs, Tio Carlos joins the brown-haired man's abuelo, a gray-haired man who holds a phone. Subtitles, look, this one is the best. Oy, he said absolutely no pictures. Tio Carlos sits across from Abuelo. Abuelo, subtitle. People need to remember he still exists.
Look, a new message. Good day, Mr. Sanchez. I'm a huge fan, and I have a seasonal job opportunity for you. It would include coming to my Connecticut home for 2 festive weeks, give or take. Please let me know at your earliest convenience. Should we call her? Misery.
Exactly. This could get him out of his misery.
No. It's the name of that movie about an American woman.
You and your movies.
This is a job. An opportunity for him to get inspired and write something.
Juan Sanchez, the brown-haired man, crumples a piece of paper. Subtitle, not that, or that. Okay, that kind of, let's go. Gabriella. Juan throws his notepad on the floor. Abuelo and Tio Carlos flinch and share a look.
Call her.
At the Rose's house, Patty paints a Santa figurine and his brush slips.
Patty! Oh, no. You will not believe what happened. I heard back from Juan's people.
What?
The author! The one you told me to hire to be my ghostwriter.
I never said any such thing. Okay, so when does he arrive?
Well, they didn't say for sure if he's coming, but I think I should clean the guest room just in case, right? Oh, and I'll use our rainy day fund to pay for him. Okay, I'm excited.
Seti runs back inside.
Oh, I should have used watercolors.
In Puerto Rico, Abuelo and Tio Carlos sit at a table. Tio Carlos, subtitle, we need to raise it in a non-drastic way. Juan walks in.
Juan, we found a writing job for you on Hopgram.
Okay.
Juan pours coffee.
That's enough.
It's only 2 weeks. And it will bring some extra cash. And a change of scenery will help with your writer's block. The voices are not coming to you?
I'm working through it.
How? Because your agent is calling every day, going, can I get something? Anything?
The second book is always the hardest.
Juan, they're going to ask for that advance back, which we already spent.
What's the job?
It's some kind of family Christmas story about redemption. Remember those stories you used to write for your grandma every year? She always looked forward to them. They were about a little crab that
somehow always managed to get entangled in Santa Claus's fishing net while he was flying over Puerto Rico, delivering presents and scooping up fish to make bacalaitos.
Subtitles, Salted Cod Fritters, The Adventures and Misadventures of Chacho the Christmas Crab.
Chacho, yes!
Juan smiles.
She loved those stories, and she looked forward to them every Christmas. You know, maybe this is her. From heaven, casting your net for you to grab onto it and be swept away, Juanita.
Juan, subtitle, I miss her a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe I could use a change of scenery. So, where is Chacho going this Christmas?
Connecticut.
And when does he get swept away?
Mañana. Subtitles, tomorrow.
Mañana.
Juan, tomorrow? A plane flies. In the back of a car at an airport, Juan checks his watch.
That's the first and last time I do a shared ride.
How much longer do you think we'll...
Dang it! Can you hold this, please?
A woman gets into the car.
Hey. I'm Lily.
I'm tired.
Oh! Here. I only had one sip. This should do the trick. It's a quad. You have a vacation or business?
Business?
Lily puts on her seatbelt and stares at Juan.
And you?
I live here. I'm just returning from Italy. I surprised my family by arriving a few days late.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
All hands on deck, Skipper!
The rideshare driver drives away from the airport.
All right, okay. Let's go! Hurry,
here
quick.
We go.
We gotta hang up the side.
All right, ready? Let's have a look.
Patty takes a box of string lights out of a bag.
Tangle-free guarantee.
Congratulations, Lily!
So, what are we congratulating her for?
It's supposed to say welcome home, Lily.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Ride share, be there soon. All right, all hands on deck. Okay. Let's go. Okay,
I'll get started with the food.
No.
I'll help Patty.
Get a marker.
Where's the duct tape?
The rideshare driver pulls into the Rose family's driveway.
Nice to meet you, Tired. Happy holidays.
You can actually call me Chacho. It's nice to meet you too, Lily.
Lily leaves the car.
You forgot.
I don't know what you gotten yourself into, Juan, but this is your final destination too.
Here.
Oh, my girl, I miss you. Hey, oh my gosh. Look at you. You look so beautiful. How was it?
Oh, it was good.
An Italian boyfriend?
What?
Is this the surprise?
Subtitle, goodbye. Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. So nice of you. They're beautiful. What's your name?
Whose name?
Oh, Lily's Italian boyfriend.
I'm not Italian.
And he's not my boyfriend. His name is Chacho.
Juan Rebolledo Sanchez.
Give me a fake name.
It's fictional, actually.
Oh my God! You really came! I can't believe it! Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Do you know him?
I can't believe you came! Of course I know him! This is Juan, I hired him.
Lily frowns at Juan.
This is so beautiful! I think I'm gonna cry! Finally, it's a Christmas miracle!
Seti smiles.
Hey! And I love a good surprise, Juan, but if we had known you were coming today, we would have planned a better welcome party.
Wait, they didn't tell you?
Seti, what exactly is going on?
Incoming.
Knock, knock.
Patty,
I couldn't help but notice on my morning walk that you placed this outside, and obviously it wasn't approved by the committee.
Nope, an unapproved lawn ornament.
Who are you?
This is Juan.
Where'd he come from?
The airport.
Is he Italian?
Nope, not Italian. We invited him here for the holidays, right, Juan?
I was invited, and it is the holidays, yes.
Congratulations, Lily. Oh, unbelievable. Last year, Lily was chasing one out the door. Now she's dragging one in. Don't tell me, love at first sight again? At least I still have the same dress I wore to her last engagement party. I hope you know what you've gotten yourself into.
You know what, Sue? Juan proposed to Lily.
Another Christmas miracle.
Yeah, they met traveling and Lily wanted to surprise us.
You know me, always full of surprises, right? Juan?
Lily hugs Juan awkwardly.
From day one.
Too bad you quit writing Christmas letters, Seti. This could have been your year.
Actually, Sue, I'm going to try it again.
You know, for the 20th anniversary and all.
Huh. Well, the Roses need some redemption after last year's debacle.
Well, this has been lovely.
Yeah, we're anticipating making another appearance on the Wall of Fame, thanks to Victoria's Triple P's, promotion, Paris, and can anyone guess the third?
Prison?
Pregnancy. I told you I'd be the first to have a grandchild. Ciao.
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 Subtitles. Goodbye. Everyone takes a seat in the living room.
What just happened?
Welcome to Holly Hills.
The fiancé's from Italy?
First of all, the fiancé thing, Sue came up with that on her own. I just simply got caught up in the moment. What with the flowers and the banner and the whatnots.
Okay, backing up. Who is he? And what exactly is he doing here?
Huh? He is the author of Alma Kane. And I took your dad's advice and hired him to write our Christmas letter this year. He's going to make us shine.
In my defense, I offered my own services and was rejected in favor of Juan.
So I traveled all this way to write a Christmas card.
Letter.
It's been a Holly Hills tradition for 20 years.
Oh, the desperation to get on that wall is palpable. It would be like winning the Nobel Prize for Literature around here.
I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Sadly, Juan, there hasn't.
Okay, writing a Christmas letter is an overlooked art form, and you're just going to be so good at it. Our guest room is upstairs on the right, and there's extra blankets at the foot of the bed. And yeah, go, go. Oh, what was my surprise?
Oh, fancy truffle face cream.
Oh.
Probably more exciting before I got engaged.
Oh, no, it's still exciting.
That's okay.
I love face creams.
Lily follows Juan up the stairs. On December 10th, Seti wears a Christmas onesie.
Merry morning, Juan. I hope you slept well. I left you a Christmas onesie. Put it on and come down for breakfast.
I'll be right down.
Can't wait.
Onesie.
All right. Let's make him feel welcome. No inappropriate comments, please, Mother. And also, don't talk about Jack.
Why not?
You heard him. He said, and I quote, I don't ever want to be in another Christmas letter for as long as I live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame him for not wanting you to fictionalize his life.
What? He's so funny.
Lily bumps into Juan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. At least you make it look cute.
My thoughts exactly. How about you? I mean, not me. Oh. It could be worse.
Oh, it will be.
Here they are.
Oh! Good morning.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Sit right here.
Okay.
And this is just a little eggnog Christmas blend.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Every morning, to help Juan with his work, we're going to gather here for a little Christmas inspiration and go over the basics of Christmas letter writing.
I'm really here to write a Christmas card.
A letter, Juan!
Letter.
Okay, we're also going to go over upcoming Holly Hills happenings. Oh, I got it, honey.
Okay,
I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Seti straightens a board.
First item of business. Drum roll. Ta-da! Quote of the day. The snuggliest of holiday snuggles starts with seasonal onesies. Seti Rose. Oh, we have a question, Juan.
I can barely breathe in this, much less... snuggle.
Fine. Yes, well, it belonged to my ex-fiance, who was a runt.
And a rat.
And who dumped Lily right before the holidays last year.
You should have just given him Jack.
Jackie, our cousin, who visited last year. Don't have it. Moving on. All right, Juan, you have an interview schedule. It starts on the 12th. If you're going to write this letter, you got to get to know everyone. And I've got some Wall of Fame letters for you for your research. Lastly, all right, buddy, pay attention. This is for you, okay? Gotta pay attention. All right, reminder of the day. When writing your Christmas letters, don't be so cheerful as to come off garish.
Burning.
My buns!
Oh, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. Yeah, cheers.
Is this normal?
Any questions? Okay, further planning for Lily and Juan. I signed you up to help decorate the clubhouse later this week.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, gosh. All right. And... you two, you gotta bond quickly. Gotta be birds of a feather. Cheerful couple, right? Especially when Sue's around.
Mm-hmm. Like two peas in a pod.
Oh, and Juan, you are lucky because Lily took an acting workshop in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
These are my famous cinnamon buns. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Cinnamon buns burn.
Secret family recipe. Here.
Oh.
Smoke billows.
Dig in.
Okay, let me get that anyway.
Yeah, check in.
Okay.
Juan tries to cut into a burnt bun. He eats a small charred piece. Patty smiles.
Look at these beautiful flowers for the new couple. From Sue.
From Sue.
All right. Does anyone else want more Christmas blend? Huh?
Thank you, Sue.
Ho, ho, ho.
Juan spits the cinnamon bun into a napkin. He gets up from the table and walks away.
Where's he going?
Maybe we're coming on a little too strong.
A fiancé ruse.
Bad Christmas coffee?
The ex-fiancé's onesie.
Juan returns with his bags. He walks past the table toward the door.
Well, it's clearly not the onesie.
Seti puts down her eggnog blend and runs after Juan.
Juan.
Oh.
Hey, please don't go.
Look, I know I agreed to this, but I don't want to be part of this game that you're playing.
Well, it's not a game.
I write novels.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a novelist who...
Who could use this experience to help him with his writer's block.
Writer's block?
I had a very nice talk about you with your abuelo. He's such a sweet man. And, you know, he just wants to see you happy again.
You don't know the first thing about me, my writing, how stories are written. And how do you plan on explaining why there's no wedding at the end of all of this?
Lily's reputation for catch-and-release romances. She just loves love.
And what about your reputation if they find out?
My reputation? Trust me, Juan, it could only improve it at this point, especially when it comes to the Christmas letter. Also, I just want to apologize that my lack of planning made things snowball a bit.
It's more like an avalanche.
Listen up. If we lose Juan, we need a plan B. This has to be her year.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how Juan became plan A.
As if you've never acted on a harebrained idea.
Lily's right. Ever since we moved here, Seti's been trying to get us on that wall of fame. And what have we done to help? We've told her to stop caring, but she cares because she thinks we're worth it.
And she has never given up on us.
And we are never giving up on her. Plan B on three.
One, two, three, plan B!
Wait, do we have a plan B?
Still one.
Seti, I came here because I can't write.
And I hired you because I know you can. Look, year after year, I have tried to bring the deep beauty and the potential of my family to the surface for everyone to see. And that's why this year I cast a wider net in hopes of catching you.
Sue walks toward the house.
Oh, incoming.
Trouble in paradise already?
Mi abuela used to say that those who go looking for trouble are up to no good.
Juan approaches Sue and extends his hand.
What's your name again?
Sue Taylor, unofficial mayor of Holly Hills. Tread carefully, Juan. We wouldn't want another breakup so close to Christmas.
Juan glances at Seti. Sue steps back toward her house.
Did you see her salivating at the thought of your unhappiness?
I know, because she's a real... I'm not going to say it.
Oh, and next year I'll be picking for December Book Club. The authors you choose never quite cut it. See you at the wreath-making competition.
Okay.
Seti waves.
Closing lines are her specialty.
Juan looks thoughtful. He turns to face Seti.
Opening lines are my specialty. I will write you that letter, and it will make her weep with envy because you have caught the right crap.
That's the spirit. Oh, Juan, we are going to make such a great team. You're going to be so happy you're joining the Roses this Christmas. I promise.
Sue is going down.
Yes.
Seti and Juan return to the house.
I will do this.
No.
But I have conditions.
Anything.
Oh. This onesie. It's actually kind of nice in the cold. But I'll need my own and not one previously bought for a runt rat.
That's fair.
Done.
Here.
And I take my coffee black. No blends, just plain black coffee.
Noted. Served in a Christmas mug?
I'll agree to that.
Good.
Seti's friend works on a laptop.
Jumping back into the dating world has been invigorating.
A man sleeps on a yoga mat beside Seti's friend.
There's nothing like sharing your favorite hobbies with someone for the first time.
Namaste.
I'm ready to transition from a life built around work to a life built around one another.
No. Please, no. No, that doesn't even sound good.
Retirement helps to connect you to your true purpose.
Yeah.
Juan, subtitle, okay, friends.
We'll start by trying to capture the festive sights, sounds, tastes, and smells of the Rose family home at Christmas.
Juan works at a desk. He closes his eyes.
We'll try capturing the tone instead.
Juan shakes his head and closes his laptop. At the Holly Hills Clubhouse, members of the community decorate wreaths.
Okay, here. Mom, more holly.
Maybe not all together.
And, Caddy, trim the boxwood.
Oh, yeah.
No. This one.
Seti checks a timer.
Lily, the bow! The bow!
Lily makes a bow with red and white ribbon.
That's great.
It needs something else. Hurry.
This will be fun.
Yes.
Juan shakes elf legs.
I just have to attach them.
Everyone stops working on their reeds. They hold up their hands.
Let's hear it for third place.
Anna grins.
This year, we do have an honorable mention. It goes to number 4.
Only an honorable mention.
Oh, I should start by introducing our very special guest, Juan. Juan, get up here.
No, not special.
Yes, you are. Juan is Lily's fiance,
whom
we are delighted to have join our family this Christmas.
Guess who's mini-me?
The one and only Victoria, named after...
the Roman goddess of victory.
I can't believe they won something.
I can't believe Lily's engaged again.
Knowing Lily, she met him at the airport. Let's see if he lasts a week.
With a prize ribbon, Sue steps away from Victoria, who has long, wavy brown hair.
So where in Italy did you guys meet?
We met in Venice, at a tango class. The Dance of Love.
Sounds like something out of a movie. How romantic.
Yeah, it's almost too romantic.
We spotted each other from across the ballroom, and what began as being partners for a night turned into partners for life.
So, show us some of your moves. Hank and I love a good tango.
I'm just gonna go.
Yes.
Oh. No.
Lily puts the stem of a rose between her teeth.
Do you know how to tango, Bartosz?
No, but I'm guessing you don't either.
No, just follow my lead. I'm great at improvising.
Lily throws the rose at Sue and spreads her arms. Juan shakes his head.
Let's go, Juan. Do it.
Juan spreads his arms awkwardly. Lily takes his right hand and spins to his left. Lily dances behind Juan. Seti and Patty watch.
Okay, final dip.
Lily pushes Juan into a dip. She spins into his arm and they both pose with their arms raised. Sue walks up to them.
Calling that a tango is a stretch.
We just took one class, so we still have a lot to learn.
Sue walks away.
Oh, so fun. You did so great.
From now on, you take my lead, which will be rational, not risky.
Oh, so risky about that. Worst case scenario, they think we're terrible dancers. Who cares?
I care. Humiliation just isn't my idea of fun. I am not like you, Lily.
Clearly. You could stand to loosen up a little. That was like dancing with a cardboard cutout.
Lily joins Anna and her parents. Juan shakes his head. Ooh. Outside, Lily runs up to Juan.
Out for a breath of frigid air?
I was just looking for the bathroom. And you?
Looking for you. That was quite the disappearing act. I wanted to apologize for being a little too impulsive. Subtlety isn't my specialty.
Apology accepted.
And thank you, by the way.
For what?
Apparently subtlety is your specialty. And we have our first ever honorable mention.
That may have more to do with my competitive streak. Something your mother and I have in common.
Oh, I see. Competitive. My peace offering.
Thank
and
you.
And do you want...
No. Your mother says you're an actress?
Aspiring. I haven't really acted in anything since college, but I was happiest during those days. I loved being part of a story that wasn't my own. And I've auditioned for a few things here and there, but the only gigs I've landed are embarrassing infomercials.
Yeah?
You know, hair removal, hair growth, specialty dentures, that sort of thing.
I know what those are. My tio Carlos loves them. Is that why you went to Italy?
Lily shakes her head.
No, that's not why I went, but let's just say Italy wasn't what I expected. What about you? Why did you take this gig?
I needed a change of scenery.
Hmm. Your thoughts so far?
Let's see. In the span of 2 days, I've been forced into a fake engagement, nearly suffocated by a onesie, publicly humiliated on a dance floor, and then thrust into the stream of your mother's desperation.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't mean that as a criticism. I'm just pointing out we're all sort of on the same page here.
Juan holds hot chocolate.
Are you not drinking that?
No, it's a bit too sweet for me.
Better than not sweet enough. May I?
Lily drinks Juan's hot chocolate. Her nose dips into the whipped cream on top.
Mmm!
You had a little...
Juan taps his nose.
I know. I meant to do that.
Lily wipes away the whipped cream and leaves. Juan remains on the couch. He grabs his phone off the coffee table. In Puerto Rico, tio Carlos reaches for his phone.
No. It's just that when he went to summer camp, he's calling because he wants to come home. He's 32. Okay, so we'll wait another day, then we call him.
Tio Carlos looks disappointed.
Thank you. I like to compare the holiday season with the way a child listens to a favorite story. The pleasure is in the familiar way the story begins. Mm. Fred Rogers.
I love Fred. Okay.
You know, this makes me think of my abuelo on Christmas Eve.
He always reads to us the night before Christmas to tio Carlos and I,
just before midnight.
Yeah, Dad did that too, and Patty did it for our children, child.
Yeah.
We read it every year, and I still look forward to it.
Well, speaking of special moments, reminder of the day, do make a good story out of the smallest moments. And I have an example for you. From my favorite letter from 2017. We were simply watching the snowfall, but against the Italian Alps, it became the most beautiful painting in the entire world.
In an effort to understand this genre, I have identified the strengths and common themes, but none of them have to do with Christmas.
Well, it's more about inspiring people during the Christmas season to be the best version of themselves.
When you say best version, do you mean fictional or factual? Because I've met some of these people, and let's just say...
I get it. I mean, factual, but, you know, you take the facts to the spa, and you pamper them, and you give them a little zhuzh.
Okay.
Okay, next item. Interviews are up for you. Today you have Patty and Dad, and tomorrow you have Lily and my mom.
That's great.
Oh, and you two need to finish the gingerbread house for the party.
Oh, right.
I have an order coming with all the fixings. You need to pick it up right after this meeting.
Okay.
Mail's here.
Mm.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
On December 12th, Seti flips through the mail and holds up a red envelope.
It's Sue's letter.
Okay. Let's see.
Seti and the rest of the family nervously watch Juan unfold Sue's Christmas letter.
Warm wishes to all as we approach the winter solstice and invite the return of the sun into our lives, bearing new beginnings and brighter days. This doesn't sound like Sue.
Well, Sue is the best version of herself in her letters.
One of the most beautiful. Oh.
Juan furrows his brow.
What?
Seti grips her candy cane pointer and stares at Juan.
We have a lot of work to do.
Oh.
Later, in the driveway, Juan grabs his phone. Victoria and Jack walk over from their cars.
Lily!
Tio Carlos is calling.
Hi!
I'll handle this.
Victoria! Hello!
I was just leaving my mom, saw you two, and said I've got to
find out how the trip to Italy was.
Well, yes. I hardly got to talk to you at wreath-making. Obviously, it was...
eventful, given I came back several days later than expected.
Eventful is an understatement.
I don't think there's a flight Lily hasn't missed, and it's almost always due to something eventful. Why have you all not returned?
Your calls? We were trying to work out the holiday schedule. She's been a little off today. I think it'd be better if you came back later in the week. Things are a bit chaotic. The letter, you know?
I've got to get going. Ted and I are meeting for brunch. I'll have to tell him I ran into the happy...
Girl, Italy definitely made me happy. Let's talk soon. Oh. Gotta get this gingerbread house done.
Oh, sure. Don't let me keep you.
It was nice to see you.
You too.
Take this in, please. I'll be right behind you.
Boy.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Juan walks toward the house.
Who is that?
Mom's Christmas letter redemption. Ask her if you dare.
I do not. Mm-hmm. Take this. Bradley's mince pies.
Thank you.
Who is that?
Oh, he's the housekeeper. You know, he's like family. Oh, he's just... Okay.
Seti pulls Juan inside. At McGahee's pub, Juan sits at a table.
What is your favorite memory of this past year?
My favorite memory. I would have to say it was when Seti was nominated for the, the Olga Van Wexler Service to the Community Award.
Juan closes his notebook over his pen and reaches under the table. He grabs a piece of paper off Patty's leg and holds it up.
What is this?
I don't know. Maybe some would say a cheat sheet, but...
It's exactly what it is. And you should know that I've confiscated all of them.
What?
Seti looks annoyed.
Let's try that again.
My poem being published in the Connecticut Whistle.
You write poetry?
No.
Let's hear it.
Patty stands up.
My poinsettia, a portrait. Petals are her body unfolding. With each passing year, sweet splendor of soft moonbeams, fanning flames of forevermore, eternal embers eclipsing eternity.
Mom looks impressed.
I didn't know he had that in him. Who's next?
Your father.
Go.
I finally retired last year. Well,
congratulations. What an accomplishment.
You have no idea how hard it is to live without purpose.
Juan furrows his brow.
Can you find another purpose?
You know, that's what Edith said as well. She, I took her advice. And I found a hobby on the Google. Close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. It's great. Ready?
Juan closes his eyes. He opens them and looks at Seti's dad.
That was amazing.
I'm telling you, Hank, the roses are housing barn animals over there, and it's just like them.
I'm certain they are not.
Sue shakes her head. Sue and Hank frown.
Leave it to my dad to find the weirdest hobby on the internet.
These tamales are the highlight of my day.
Right? Told ya.
What was the highlight of Edith Rose's year?
Easy. Discovering silent disco on her dream cruise to Alaska.
What's silent disco?
Edith grins.
The antidote to feeling old.
She passes out headphones.
Oh, here we go.
Edith wears Christmas tree glasses.
So what now?
Choose your channel and dance like no one's watching.
Lily dances.
What's the flower?
Huh?
Here.
She turns on Juan's headphones.
Oh. I wasn't prepared for this.
This isn't something you prepare for, Juan. You just let go and disco.
Juan smiles and starts dancing along with Lily, Edith, Patty, and Seti's dad. Patty sways on the spot with his eyes closed. Edith dances with Seti's dad. Seti steps outside.
Oh, gosh. Mom, I told you what happens on the cruise ship stays on the cruise ship.
Lucky for us, Sue's still at her spa day. So maybe...
now.
Get this masterpiece started.
In the kitchen with Juan, Lily spreads icing on a piece of a gingerbread house.
So, what's the plan?
Following my intuition at the moment, starting with the walls.
Lily holds two pieces together.
They're completely mismatched.
It's abstract. Trust me, I learned a long time ago, trying to do this the right way only increases the pain of failure.
I see. But if you don't try at all, or you jump from one thing to the next without actually making an effort, then you can avoid failure altogether because you never actually tried.
So we're on the same page.
Lily smiles.
No. We're on opposite pages.
Juan pulls the two gingerbread pieces apart and away from Lily.
What are you doing?
We are going to start over and... this time, give it our best.
Why would we do that? It's just a gingerbread house.
Because you hide behind this free spirit philosophy, but really, you want to be good at something. And you cannot get good at something if you don't really try.
Juan hands the icing bag to Lily and holds two pieces of gingerbread together.
The bottom line is I cannot ever be the talented and accomplished daughter she dreams of having.
You already are, Lily.
For 20 years, she's tried to embellish my life in her Christmas letters, Juan. So clearly, I'm not.
Juan and Lily glue the gingerbread together with the icing.
Do you know why I like writing?
Lily glances at Juan.
Because I can be in control of the story.
She smiles.
My parents died when I was 10 years old, and it was totally out of my control.
I'm so sorry, Juan.
It was a long time ago, and I was lucky I had my grandparents and Tio Carlos to get me through it. And then when I was 19, my abuela died. The reason why I'm telling you this is because sometimes we need some help getting through the rough patches. It's the reason why I came here. You have to take control of your own story, Lily.
Lily smiles softly at Juan. She lowers her gaze.
The workshop in Italy was my mom's idea. I dropped out on the third day because I didn't think I could be as good as the rest of the group. I didn't want to bring them down.
You didn't want to bring them down, or you didn't want to put in the effort to rise up to their level?
Lily turns and looks at Juan.
So, what did you end up doing?
Well, I got swindled by a modeling agency who, in return for my modest fee, gave me a year's supply of hair spritzer from yet another infomercial. So.
Juan holds the gingerbread.
Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. What's our plan?
Well, now that we're actually on the same page, you tell me, this is your house.
Lily smiles and her gaze grows thoughtful.
Thank you. It feels really good to finally tell someone the truth.
You're welcome.
Juan smiles.
I'll tell you what. You make the plan and I'll be quality control.
That sounds exactly like something my brother would say.
You're what?
Lily's eyes widen.
Be right there. Just give me one quick second. On my way. Okay.
All right. Seti puts a board on an easel.
Okay. Sorry I'm late.
Nice to see you too, Mom.
I guess the jig is up on cousin Jackie.
You did say you didn't want to be in another letter ever again.
That was before I found out you hired a professional writer and told Sue he was Lily's fiancé. You are really outdoing yourself this Christmas, Mom.
Sue came up with that, and I felt like I had to run with it.
Juan, these are for you.
Jack opens a box.
Pan de Mallorca. I've been missing these so much. Muchas gracias.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
And I can't believe you didn't tell him about me. Or me about him.
I think you're making a blizzard out of a few snowflakes.
Well, I guess those must have been some very big snowflakes.
Let's tell Juan about the snowflakes, shall we? One example, I happened to mention one time in passing that I had been thinking about taking up sculpture. The next thing I know, I am reading her Christmas letter, only to discover that I will be teaching a sculpture in the modernized world class at the Holly Hills Recreation Center.
I made up that title, so.
Teaching that class was harder than my full-time job. I had never sculpted anything in my life.
Well, now you have. Look at this beauty. I love it. I think teaching is the best way to learn something. And you're always telling me that you want to do these things, but you don't do them. So I was just giving you a little nudge, and it worked. I think part of you loved teaching that class.
Jack narrows his eyes at Seti. Seti tilts her head, and Jack smiles.
Okay, now that we've all properly been introduced, can we continue with the meeting?
Yeah.
And Jack, you get to do quote of the day.
I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. Charles Dickens.
A Christmas Carol is one of Abuelo's favorite films.
So, this is your first time being away for the holidays?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, I wish we could meet them.
Well, they would love you. All of you, to meet you all.
Speaking of movies, am I getting a little Sandy Bullock in the proposal thing from you, or?
No.
Oh, no, you know what? Lily and Juan are just doing an excellent job of keeping our ruse going.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which, I would like the letter, Juan, to go out on the 19th.
Absolutely not.
Edith looks shocked.
We mail it on the 21st to capitalize on the Christmas mood.
You haven't started it yet, have you?
Of course
he has. We will not fall to the House of Sue this year.
Seti nods.
Nope.
The deeper I went into the online dating escapades, the more I realized just how many splendid fish there are in the sea. Even if I don't catch one this year, I'll keep tossing out my line because sooner or later, the right one will come along. In the meantime,
Adam and I have decided to fill some of our glorious retirement time volunteering together for worthy causes.
Anna kisses Adam's cheek.
This decision has brought us great joy and fulfillment.
In the Rose's spare room, Juan sits at the desk with his laptop and Christmas figurines.
Okay, my friends, what's the first line? I just need the perfect first line and it will unlock the whole letter.
Juan's hands hover over the keyboard. He grabs two of the figurines.
Please, give me this one Christmas miracle. Chacho has to return home a better crab, or the story is not complete.
Juan looks from one figurine to the other. He rests his head on the keyboard.
That's it. The story isn't complete.
Subtitle, thank you so much, friends.
Okay.
Juan grabs his notebook.
Seti?
Yeah?
I've been thinking a lot about this, and I cannot finish my letter without interviewing you.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What is your favorite part about Christmas with your family?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Something that doesn't come from a Christmas carol. How about just what's your favorite part of this past year?
Lily's surprise engagement.
Why can't you give me a real answer? Don't you value your family?
Of course I value my family. That's why I hired you.
They think you hired me because they're not good enough.
Did Lily say that?
Not in those exact words, but yes.
You know, she used to tell me everything.
Seti looks away from Juan.
But I haven't even heard about Italy or the workshop. Did she talk to you about that?
She did. Those are her stories to tell. When she's ready.
Truth is, more and more, I get obsessed around the holidays. I get caught up in this whirlwind of trying to create the perfect Christmas that we'll all remember and be remembered by.
Seti looks thoughtful.
Anyways, once you write me the perfect letter, I can call it quits.
Seti, they are perfect the way they are, full of love.
My flowers?
Your family. And that includes you.
Lily walks in.
Ta-da! I finally finished.
It's perfect. It's full of love.
Seti smiles at Lily.
It's a little wonky.
She glances at the finished gingerbread house.
I've assigned you and your fiancé to the luminarias outside. Not bad.
Lily made it.
Well, I've known Lily her whole life, and she's always had two left hands. You're lucky to have one on your team for now.
Still get started, shall we?
But...
Outside the clubhouse, Juan aggressively shakes a red paper bag.
What?
I didn't think you'd be this susceptible to the Sue Taylor effect.
I don't like how she treats you. Your family. She's actually a Grinch in Santa's clothing.
Yeah, she can be a little grumpy. Kind of like you when we first met. Chacho.
Told you that wasn't a fake name.
That's not your name.
Juan looks away.
Yes and no. Chacho is a crab who is incidentally very crabby. And every Christmas, his life got turned upside down and he was given a chance to become a better crab. Well, I love those stories because she always saw the best in people, unlike me.
That's not true. You see the best in my mom, in our family, and I even think deep down, you see the best in Sue, just like I do.
The truth is, it's time for you to stop being a perfectionist and see the best in yourself, too.
Juan stares at Lily. Sand spills out of a paper bag.
Two left hands.
Now, part one of my conversation with Ron Rebollero Sanchez, the reclusive author of the critically acclaimed novel, Alma Cain.
Tell me about your writing process.
Well, I really try not to think of it as a process. It makes the whole art of writing sound narrow. Of course, I'm superstitious, like all writers. But I will share that I start with my yellow pad. I just like the feeling and
Piper, you are killing the Christmas spirit.
Sorry, everyone. I forgot about the music and clicked on the interview.
Why won't this turn off?
Does he sound familiar?
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Santa's coming soon. Oh, and it is just snow is falling down.
You don't know lyrics to this song?
I do. I did.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Sue looks confused.
That's so fun.
At night, Juan lies on his bed wearing his Christmas onesie with a notepad and pen.
I need my lucky socks.
Juan crawls to the end of the bed. He pulls his duffel bag out and onto the bed and crosses his legs. Juan opens the bag. He takes out a pair of socks and furrows his brow. He pulls a handmade storybook out of the bag. A note from Abuelo reads, "For your inspiration." Subtitle: The Adventures and Misadventures of Chacho the Christmas Crab by Juan Sanchez, from your grandpa. At the end of Christmas Eve, Santa Claus flew his sleigh over the crab, Chacho.
It's time for you to stop being a perfectionist and see the best in yourself too.
Juan nods and sets his duffel bag and storybook aside. He pulls the notebook and pen into his lap and starts writing.
I left home with a knife in my pocket and $1. I didn't know that the moon held more than dust. It held nightmares carved into dreams. Or was it the other way around?
On December 17th, Lily carries plates of s'mores.
Christmas is doing a little something extra for someone. Charles M. Schultz.
I'm excited to finally come to one of these. Jack won't admit it, but he loves them.
I love them too.
Seti smiles at Bradley and Jack. Patty blows on a toasted marshmallow.
I'm going to miss this when the season's over.
Mm. We've all come to look forward to this time together.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had s'mores for breakfast since we were kids.
I'm sorry, but these are better than your cinnamon buns.
I suspected that was the reason you walked out on us that day.
No, that wasn't the reason, though.
One never forgets a person counter with a family recipe.
Seti's smile fades. She walks across the back porch to Juan.
Can I see you for a moment?
Of course.
Juan follows Seti inside and puts down his blanket.
I was hoping you would grant me a second interview.
Of course.
Okay. The thing I love most about Christmas is the joy it brings out in our family. I mean, we're not great at it, but we love it with all our heart. And I know my enthusiasm for the season can be a tad much, but it feels fleeting, and I just want it to last a little bit longer.
I've really enjoyed getting to know your family.
Lily?
No, all of you. And your enthusiasm is not too much. It's infectious.
Thank you so much for staying with us. I will always consider you as part of our family.
Well, thank you.
Juan smiles.
And you are right. I am glad I am spending Christmas with the Roses this year.
I knew it. We're fun!
At the desk in his room, Juan works on the Christmas letter on his laptop.
Once upon a time, on a tree-lined street in Holly Hills, there lived a wonderful family. And while we may tangle the lights, burn the cookies, and decorate the Christmas tree until it can barely stand up, we always get Christmas right in our hearts.
Juan checks a group chat with Tio Carlos and Abuelo. A message from Abuelo reads, "How's it going?" A message from Tio Carlos reads, "Did you freeze to death?" Juan frowns. Juan puts down his phone and looks out the window. Outside a shed, Seti enters a code into a keypad with her hand blocking the numbers. Seti leaves and Patty tries to open the door. Patty walks away. Later, Patty, Seti, and Lily make sandwiches in the kitchen.
What's in the shed?
Nothing.
We don't talk about the shed.
Because there's nothing to talk about. All right, you guys got this? Because I have to run an errand. Stay out of trouble.
Seti leaves the kitchen.
Your mom changed the combo.
Did you try her birthday?
Right. June 12th.
Fifth.
Yeah. Juan enters the shed full of Christmas decorations.
Whoa. It's a reindeer.
A sleigh.
He gazes at the decorations.
These are amazing. Why aren't they on full display?
Sue and her committee.
Yeah. Lawn ornaments are tacky and not suitable for our traditional neighborhood.
Why does everyone listen to her?
I think it goes back to the PTA. She was president for all 12 years I was in school. Everyone knows it's just easier to do what she says than go up against her.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for new leadership and new traditions.
Lily looks at Juan.
Agreed. Sue can pound sand.
Patty grins.
We meet tomorrow at midnight. Call Jack. We need all hands on deck.
At night, Patty, Lily, Juan, Seti's dad, Edith, and Jack gather.
I got the door.
Okay, great.
Hey, shh. Okay.
Inner voice.
Bring it in, all right?
Shh. Thanks for being our fearless leader, Juan.
Juan smiles.
Remember, we save the sleigh for last.
Yes. Right. Oh.
The group put their hands together.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Okay.
Dressed in black, they all sneak into the shed. Seti sleeps in bed.
Come on.
Patty carries a plastic snowman.
Let's go. Come on.
Jack and the others follow.
Shh.
Patty drops the snowman.
Shh.
Seti jolts awake.
Huh?
Patty anxiously looks up at the house. Seti snuggles against her pillow.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Follow me, everyone.
Patty follows the others toward the front yard.
That was fun.
The group leaves the shed. Juan lingers behind Lily. Lily locks the door behind her, and Juan furrows his brow.
Are you okay?
I have an audition tomorrow for a play.
That's awesome. Do you need help preparing for it?
I ran through the scenes a couple times. Usually I just try to show up and be in the moment.
Juan tilts his head.
If you're up for it.
I'll help you.
Lily smiles and nods. Lily and Juan follow the others back toward the house.
You know, we've been at this for over an hour. You're maybe taking this new preparation thing a little too far. I even know the lines.
Last scene. One more time, I promise.
Okay.
Lily and Juan sit on the living room couch facing each other. Lily knocks on a table. Juan pretends to open a door.
What are you doing here? It's the middle of the night.
Do you think keeping a secret is the same thing as lying?
Depends on the secret.
You be the judge of this one.
Lily leans toward Juan.
Oh, you're supposed to kiss me passionately, not laugh at me.
Juan cups Lily's cheek and kisses her, then quickly pulls away.
Do you want to run it again?
Yeah. I mean, no. Do you think I need to?
No, it was great. All of it, like the whole scene.
Thank you.
Lily stares at Juan.
Well, good night, Juan.
Good night.
I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
Lily leaves. Juan watches her walk up the stairs.
I look forward to it.
Juan smiles softly. On December 19th, Lily, Juan, and Patty sleep at the breakfast table in their Christmas onesies. Seti taps the table and her parents jolt awake.
Mom.
Oh, right. A lovely thing about Christmas is that it's compulsory, like a thunderstorm. And we all go through it together. Garrison Keeler.
Seti's dad sleeps.
Oh, where is your enthusiasm today?
Oh, no, we're enthusiastically sleepy. We don't carry on. We're listening with our eyes closed, our ears are open.
Okay, well, great. Because I've decided to skip Christmas this year and not do a letter. And we're all moving to Puerto Rico.
Excellent idea, dear.
Which one exactly?
All of it.
Lily startles.
What did I miss?
We're moving to Puerto Rico.
Jack walks in.
Jack? What, you slipped over?
I got off work late and it was easier just to come straight here.
Seti grabs her pointer.
Okay, where were we?
She reads her board.
Winter Wonderland Tour. Wait, what is that?
Seti! Seti Rose!
Everyone follows Seti outside, where people look at the decorations. Seti looks shocked. Sue shakes her head.
What have you done?
People walk around the front yard.
If you're going to take photos in the sleigh, just exit through the Rose yard, okay? Hank, set up some cones.
Sue scowls.
Poor Hank.
Hank runs to his house in his pajamas.
Any wonder you guys were zombies this morning.
A girl poses beside a reindeer decoration.
Totally worth it.
Seti smiles at the crowd. Later in the day, at the desk in his room, Juan calls Abuelo. Lily walks up to the door and he ends the call.
Hey, I realized I hadn't seen where the Christmas magic is happening, since you're such a good writer.
I appreciate that.
What are these?
They're santos. They represent Catholic saints.
They're beautiful.
My abuelo would either make one or buy one for me every year since I moved in with him and Tio Carlos. But I've made one myself. Can you guess which one?
Lily looks at the figurines. She points to an unpainted one.
This one.
I gave it away.
Juan gazes at Lily.
Oh, I just remembered. I'm hosting book club today.
How long do we have?
20 minutes.
What book are we discussing?
Yours.
What?
But you won't be discussing anything. Come on.
Yeah.
Lily follows Seti out. Juan returns to his work.
Come on, Juan!
In Puerto Rico, water sprays out of a fountain.
Okay, so tell me again what happened.
The phone rang. I answered. The line went dead. So I dialed back. And then went straight to voice message.
At the table with Abuelo, Tio Carlos looks worried.
It's
subtitle, this is not good.
Juan, I know you may want to chime in, but you have to stay away. It's too risky.
I'll stay hidden, I promise. But talk loudly. I want to know why Sue thinks I didn't quite cut it.
Juan cuts carrots.
For me, it was more about why Elma carried that heavy burden for so long.
No. She didn't want their pity.
She would rather die than be pitied.
That's it, Anna. That's it. Very good.
No matter which way you look at it, she was self-centered.
Kay. What?
Kay. It was unrealistic to me how everyone forgave her so easily during their last Christmas together. I mean, she never suffered the consequences for her own actions.
Room for one more.
Bookworm?
No, because you would have had...
Just finished. Okay. Thanks to your insistence that it is a work of genius. Everyone must read.
That's a little overstated.
Well, just as you said, I was hooked from beginning to end.
Juan sits beside Sue with a copy of his book.
Also, I completely disagree with your take on Alma's character, Sue.
Enlighten me.
Alma was from the fields, from the earth. She reflected the very nature of life in the country, which can sometimes be both nurturing and cruel. Her deceptions created a balance and provided for her family, and I, the author, captured the true spirit of faith and sacrifice.
It's getting a bit unctuous in here for me. I'm going to the ladies' room.
Sue leaves. Anna looks at her phone.
Oh, I finally found a picture of him online.
No, oh no, don't look at it. It will ruin the mystique.
That's it, Zeddy. I've got it. That's what I love the most about the book, the mystique.
Oh, yes, mystique.
Totally.
Upstairs, Sue walks by the bedrooms and looks around. She pushes open the door to Juan's room and peeks inside. A call from Abuelo ends. Sue walks in and closes the door. Sue leans over the desk chair and looks at Juan's laptop. She glances at Juan's phone where a message from Abuelo reads, "Don't make us come there and get you." Sue picks up Juan's notepad.
I want to tell her, but the words are too thick with shame. I'm sorry, my love. I'm not who you think I am. I'm bound by the secrets I carry. My family will come for me soon, and I will return to a life in the shadows.
Sue glances at the door. She quickly grabs her phone from her purse and takes a picture of Juan's notepad. Sue returns the notepad to its place on the desk.
The symbolism of that bird.
I have to get back to Hank.
Sue rushes downstairs. A fake garland falls off the staircase railing.
The fake garland is tacky, I'll bring you a real one from my florist.
Oh. Goodbye, Sue. And in my opinion, the author definitely got it.
Nicely played, Juan. Sue always has the last word.
December 20th.
Dad.
Seti's dad looks at the board.
At Christmas, all roads lead home. Marjorie Holmes.
Okay, as you know, tonight is the neighborhood big starlighting party.
Yes.
It's the event of the season, but we need to keep an eye on Sue. We can never underestimate the damage one woman can do.
And you are a shining example of that, dear.
Okay. Juan, will you do me the honor of reading the do?
Well,
do. Be happy that the Rose family Christmas letter will be the best one yet.
Don't change a thing about our beautiful family.
Seti wraps her arm around Patty. Jack hugs Lily and smiles at Bradley. At night, Lily walks with Juan.
Guess what?
Oh, Lord.
What?
I got the part.
What?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Are you serious?
What's fantastic?
I got a part in a local play that Juan helped me rehearse for. It's just a play, Mom. It's not Broadway, right?
Okay. It's just a play. But you're in it, and it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for opening night. You're going to be so great. I want the front row. I want the whole front row.
Seti hugs Lily. They leave the house with Juan, Patty, Edith, and Seti's dad. Later outside, men in leather coats and winter hats stand at the door.
Maybe he did freeze to death after all.
Let's follow the dying bird.
Pass the door, hear it cry.
lights.
A Christmas tree lights up. Red and green luminary bags form a path to the clubhouse. Inside, Abuelo and Tio Carlos join a crowd.
I made a special recipe in honor of Juan.
This can't
I thought be. It would be a nice surprise.
You're alive!
Oh! Oh! Is that?
Abuelo? Tio Carlos? It's my family from Puerto Rico.
Sue looks shocked.
Incoming!
They finally come for you. Yes, I know all about you and your secrets, Juan.
What are you talking about, Sue?
I was suspicious from day one when Lily's fiancé suggested I was the one looking for trouble. Now, I don't know how the Rosas got caught up in all of this, but leave the rest of us out of it. They've come to take Juan back to the family.
Who did?
The Mafia, that's who?
We thought he was being held captive.
I saw what you wrote, Juan, that you couldn't bring yourself to tell Lily the truth. I'll show you.
Seti's friend, Piper, shakes her head. Sue looks open-mouthed at Seti's dad.
He deceived us all. I think your imagination is getting more deceptive with age, Sue. Maybe we should start fact-checking your Christmas letters.
My letters are 100% truthful.
Yes. Your letters? I knew it!
The crowd stares at Sue.
I provide the material. I will get to the bottom of whatever this nefarious charade is. Come on, Hank. You can't say I didn't warn you.
Hank waves awkwardly and leaves with Sue.
Attaboy.
The mystery of the Holly Hills cow is finally solved.
And now we know how Sue kept that winning streak all those years.
Enough about Sue. Let's eat.
Subtitles. Seems like you've gotten yourself in a big mess here. Yes, I'll explain later, but first I want to introduce you to...
Abuelo, Tio Carlos, I want to present you to Seti. This is her husband, Patty, her daughter, Lily, her wonderful parents, Edith E. Charles. They have been my familia for the last 2 weeks.
This is the perfect Christmas surprise. Oh, Juan has told us so much about you.
Sorry, do I smell lechon?
As a matter of fact, you do.
Seti uncovers a pot of roasted pork. Juan, subtitle, thank you so very much.
Gracias, Seti. That is our favorite.
Subtitle, did you see?
We'll have to see if it's as good as mine.
Oh, come on.
All right, get a plate.
Vamos, vamos.
Thank you.
Subtitle, let's go. Later in the evening, Juan and Lily walk up the driveway behind their family members. Lily smiles.
I'm so happy your family joined us. Even if it was because they thought we had kidnapped you. Oh, honestly, this has turned out to be my favorite Christmas.
Juan and Lily linger behind the others. Juan, subtitle, mine too. Juan cups Lily's cheek and they share a kiss. Lights on the Christmas decorations glow around them. They gaze into each other's eyes with their families watching from the door. Lily pulls Juan to her and they share another kiss. Juan and Lily grin. The others make their way inside. Inside, Juan joins Seti in the living room, where Seti sits alone on a couch.
How in the world did Sue think you were part of the Mafia?
Oh, she just found some pages from my new novel.
New novel?
Yeah. Lily said something to me the other day that made me realize that I couldn't write your letter or my new novel without remembering how it all began and seeing the good in myself again. And on that note, I am pleased to present the perfect Rose Family Christmas letter.
Oh. Juan gives Seti her letter.
Thank you. And I'm sure it's perfect, Juan. Except for one thing. I didn't write it.
Seti returns the letter.
This letter was mine to write from the beginning. And I just needed someone to show me the way and help me find the joy in it again.
Seti shows Juan her own letter.
I'm proud of you.
Now, You just be sure and dedicate your next book to your muse, Ceti Rose.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
On December 22nd, the sun shines over the Rose's house.
All right, Tio, quote of the day.
Familia, Tio Carlos, subtitle, family and friends are the true gifts of Christmas.
Yay, Tio, yay! Yay, this Christmas has been the best example of that. Mm-hmm. Juan, our friendship with you and your family is a true Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And now for the Rose family Christmas letter, written with love by yours truly.
Oh, Mom.
Dearest family and friends, I must confess, it was not my intention to write this letter. Honestly, I had lost touch with the true meaning of Christmas. It's easy to do when you are swept up in the blizzard of trying to do Christmas right, and you fail to see the beauty in each individual snowflake. Lily is fearlessly pursuing her acting career and will appear on stage this spring at the Holly Hills Theater. Jack and Bradley are newlyweds and cherishing every moment of their lives together.
Meanwhile, Patty published his first poem this year in the Connecticut Whistle.
And my mom is keeping us all in shape with her silent disco parties. All are welcome. Of course she is.
Dad won first place at last year's State Fair mooing contest and is practicing diligently to add reindeer to his repertoire.
Finally, in my desperation to redeem myself, I was ready to cheat our way to the Wall of Fame by hiring a professional writer whose beautiful prose was sure to make us shine, Juan Rebolledo Sanchez.
I knew it.
Sue shakes her head.
Juan helped me to fall in love with how we do Christmas. Without our flaws, we wouldn't be perfectly who we are. Yours truly, The Roses. Script. Okay. P.S. I am twinkling with delight to announce that Jack will be teaching Sculpture of the Modernized World 2.0 this winter. Everyone, sign up at the clubhouse.
You didn't.
I did. I did it!
Yay! You did it!
That's a beautiful setting.
Oh.
Sam smiles at the letter.
Ceti? We might just have a winner this year.
At the post office, he drops the letter into a submission box on the counter. Sue shakes her head. At night, Abuelo picks up a book written in Spanish.
Twas the night before Christmas.
Abuelo, subtitle, Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, peace reigned. Not a single little noise was heard.
Not even a mouse.
Or a cow.
Or a reindeer.
Everyone sits in the living room. The stockings were hung by the chimney. The Christmas tree falls. Ceti looks over her shoulder at the tree.
It's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Abuelo, subtitle, the stockings were hung by the chimney, so Saint Nicholas would soon be there. At the post office, Ceti's letter hangs on the Holly Hills Wall of Fame with a picture of the Roses and Sanchezes smiling together in front of the Christmas tree. End credits. Production manager Christian Breuer. First assistant director Paul Turner. Cast. Ceti Rose, Angela Kinsey. Juan, Alex Santos. Lily, Lillian Ducey Roche. Patty, Fred Ewinuik. Edith, Barbara Pollard. Copyright 2024 Confessions Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. Logos. Two for the money. Mar Vista Entertainment. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.